This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Massachusetts.
Trump endorsed candidate Jeff Deal wins the Republican primary for Massachusetts governor.
We did it.
Look at these people wandering around with absolutely no idea what's about to happen.
America is burning. But that's how forests grow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Many other Western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today and tomorrow, please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher.
If you touch the thermostat,
you'll get hit with a bat.
Besides a technical foul,
you will feel my wrath.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Thank everybody. Thanks for coming in, everybody that came in for the VIP. Experience today. How was Al McGaucha? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
And you can still buy gift certificates to the Barley Neck Inn in Orleans. That's another great restaurant. You can get $50 gift certificates for $25 right now at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on the store. You know, there was a funny column in the Wall Street Journal today. There's been a lot of speculation since the Nuremberg speech in Philadelphia last week by Brandon about who wrote the speech. Who wrote the speech? This guy, John Meekham, who I guess is a presidential historian, he's been suggested that he might be the guy. I don't know. But there's an op-ed columnist for the Wall Street Journal today, a guy named Greg Opelka. He said that he thinks that he actually took the speech from the original pilot of Get Smart. Remember that? Maxwell Smart, Don Adams. And it was about Mr. Big. I love that. Don Adams. And so he just put the quotes from the speech with the quotes from Mr. Big and Get Smart and Get Smart's boss. And so just listen to a couple of back and forths here.
So that's their target.
What?
Miss Liberty herself.
We the people are burning inside of each of us the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall. That sacred flame still burns.
That's their target. The sacred flame that still burns.
Mission accomplished. Chaos destroyed. That's the end of Mr. Big. If only he could have turned his evil genius into niceness.
It's a moment that calls for hope and light and love.
844-500-42. Do they do Get Smart on MeTV?
They used to do it on TV Land. I don't think they do that anymore. I haven't seen Get Smart on MeTV.
Yeah. It was a funny show.
It's free online. It's on one of these archive websites.
Really?
Yeah.
844. Who was the woman in it? She was
Barbara Feldon, age 99.
Yeah, she was good looking. Black hair.
She's still around.
I remember her. 844-500-4242. Okay, so again, Deal won last night. Congratulations to Jeff Deal. And if I still voted in Massachusetts, I would vote for him over Mara Healey. I guess it goes without saying. And he had his first availability today at the at whatever, I don't even know where it was. It was an event, and he was introduced by Jim Lyons, the state Republican chairman. And this was Jim Lyons' idea of outreach to the undecided voters and the 60% of the electorate that is unenrolled. Here's what he had to say to kick off.
Hope for our future.
Here's what he had to say about in the initial introduction of the candidate on the campaign trail. Cut six.
I mean, the people on the left don't believe that parents can no longer raise their children. This is America. That is fundamentally wrong. When we get up and we see libraries using our tax dollars promoting drag queens, that should make every single one of us scratch our head. Is that what we're becoming? It really is outrageous.
I agree. It's outrageous, but is that really what you want to come out of the box with? Is that your defining issue? You know, when your candidate has
come out of the box or come out of the closet?
Come on, either one. When your candidate has $17,000 and his opponent has $4.7 million, that's what you want to, that's the hill you want to die on? Drag queens? All right. So Deal was asked about whether he wants Donald Trump to come to Massachusetts to campaign for him. He was slobbering over President Trump the other night when he was being endorsed, and he said he will rule Massachusetts with an iron fist. That's another one. Does that go over well with the independent, the unenrolled voters in the leafy suburbs or in the mean streets of the cities? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But anyway, this is a question about whether Trump would come to Massachusetts. Cut one.
Do you hope to have Donald Trump come to Massachusetts to rally for you?
Well, we had a great rally the other night. We had a lot of supporters on the phone when he did the tele-rally. And I think Republican voters were very happy to hear that he believes in me, much like I believe, you know, that we have a great future, just like he gave us when he was in office for 4 years.
Will you invite him to come here in person to campaign?
My job right now is to make sure that I get out and talk to as many voters as possible and debate more Healy on the issues. We'll see about who wants to come to Massachusetts later.
When he said he believes in me like I, wouldn't that have been the time to say I believe in him? Yet he's walked away from saying that he believed in him. And he said he didn't really say whether he wanted him to come to Massachusetts. Not that he's coming to Massachusetts anyway, but he could have said, yeah, please come. So this is a guy who turned down debates with his Republican opponent, Chris Doty, on channels 4, 5, 22, the Boston Globe, WBUR, the Valley Patriot, the Norfolk Republicans, my show. But now he wants debates. How predictable was that? Cut three.
I went on, three different debates with Elizabeth Warren. I debated, I think, Kim Driscoll back in the 2014 gas tax ballot question, Joe Caritone. I debated my opponents in my state rep races each time. It's not about debates. It was just about the forum. I wanted to make sure that conservatives had a chance to listen to conservative issues during those debates in the Republican primary.
Oh, that's his excuse now. Okay. Did he debate Senator Brady? Barstool to barstool in Brockton? No, I don't think he did. Maybe he did. He didn't mention it, though. Okay. Cut four.
You know, she's been in office for 8 years being able to build a war chest. So, you know, of course, that's a great advantage for her. And Republicans are always the underdogs in the state when it comes to funding. I always expect that I'll be behind in fundraising. But you know what? In 2014, I was drastically outspent. $3 million against our ballot question to stop the gas tax from going up automatically. And we were able to win that because it was the right issue and we got the message out very effectively. I think we can do that again now. And I've, again, prevailed in Republican primaries in 2018 and now when I was drastically outspent. I'm not worried about the money. In fact, I'm not bought off by special interests like Maura Healey. She's got a lot of funding that comes from people who want to see Beacon Hill continue to do the massive spending that they do that lines their pockets. I'm somebody who's for the people, and I've always asked people to help support my campaign. I'll continue to do that. But no matter what, I'll continue to take this message through to November, whatever I have in the bank.
$17,000. She has $4.7 million.
I'm just curious, and I think I'm asking for a lot of people in the audience. You said you support him now. You would support him if you lived here in Massachusetts, and you hope he does well. Why are you crapping on the guy?
I'm not crapping on him. I'm playing the cuts.
You're crapping on him.
He's not going to win.
But why disparage him? Why not try to help out now?
I just think he's just running because he needs a job. I don't think he wants to go back and work for his wife at the dance studio. I don't think he wants to go back to being an Uber driver again. He's putting the Uber in gubernatorial.
I mean, there's a lot of independents out there. There's a lot of independents out there that could side with him. I mean, he has something of a chance. It's not a very big one, but why not?
You want to bet $100?
I don't want to bet $100. But I'm just saying, why just?
This is it. Look, I'm going to give people a chance if they want to do it now, if they want to, you know, attack me for the next couple of segments.
I don't think they want to attack you, but they want to ask you why not
the thing is that this is, I mean, the guy is a sheep in sheep's clothing. I mean, he can't do it. And he stood in the way of somebody who might have had a chance. Might. I stress that
word.
But
now he's the only one that can do it if there is anybody that can do it. That's who we're stuck with, for better or worse.
He screwed everything up. By blocking the guy who might have been able to do it.
But now he's there, and that's who we have to deal with. No pun intended.
Yeah. You know, the problem here is, and I mentioned this in the first column I wrote, and I got a new column out today, by the way, if you want to see it at HowieCarshow.com, putting the Uber in a gubernatorial. And the problem is that when you have a very, very weak candidate at the top of the ticket, it crushes people further down the ballot. When Bob Dole was running in 1996, we lost the winnable Senate race when Bill Weld, not a joke at the time, not a laughingstock then, was running against John Kerry. We lost two Republican congressmen, Peter Blute and Peter Torkelson. And I mean, this is going to kill people up and down the ballot by the fact that, you know, he goes down every election. He went down from 42% against the drunkard state senator, Michelob Mike Brady, to 36% against the fake Indian. Does anybody think he's going to get 36% this time? I don't see it. I don't see it. So a reporter asked him, Healey's camp is relieved that it's you rather than Doty. Cut five.
I've spoken to several members of the Healey campaign who've expressed a lot of relief over the fact that Chris Doty did not win. They saw Doty more in the line of a Charlie Baker type governor who has had a long line of success, moderate Republicans. Do you agree that this is a tougher climb for you?
Well, that's a great spin out of her campaign. That's great. No, I think that she knows my track record of actually calling for truth in what government does here in Massachusetts.
And she does know your track record.
Try to make that that claim that they were scared of him. Well, that's fine. She can make that claim. I think that she's going to have plenty to deal with over the next 2 months.
$17,000, and I've only got $4.7 million. Wow, I'm scared. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of all his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating over the last 2 years about whether to get your teeth fixed, to go back to the dentist, stop postponing it. The longer you wait, the more painful, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning, or whether you have something more complicated to do, go to Perfect Smiles. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you will agree. It's a new season now, and you have the opportunity to make the fall of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Because they can't figure him out, and he'll rule your state with an iron fist, and he'll do what has to be done.
You're going to hear that cut over and over again, and then it's going to say, I'm Mara Healy, and I approve this ad. Unfortunately, I love Trump, and I wish he hadn't said that. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's been the worst Massachusetts governor of the 21st century thus far? Paul Cellucci, Jane Swift, Mitt Romney, Deval Patrick, or Charlie Baker?
Charlie Baker.
32% say Charlie, 46% say small Deval Patrick, 14% say Jane Swift, 8% for Mitt Romney, and 1% for Paul Cellucci.
You know, one of the VIPs here tonight said, isn't that the problem with Charlie Parker, that he had an iron fist? And isn't that one of the reasons why we, meaning all of us in Massachusetts, got rid of him? You know, because he was governing with an iron fist? 844-500-4242. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I was telling your call screener, I think people really are going to have to pay attention also to the Attorney General's race with Jay McMahon and Andrea Campbell. You do a little homework on Andrea Campbell. And
you can read my book. Hitman, and her uncle and her father are all in that book. They would have gone to death row if Johnny Modorano, the hitman, hadn't stepped in and killed the main witness against them. They wiped out 3 people in a pizza parlor on Blue Hill Avenue back in the 60s in a beef over an anti-poverty group. And her brother's a criminal too. Didn't he die?
I think he was a serial rapist at one time. And then look at how she was through the summer of 2020, supporting the riots and the looting mm-hmm. and the bail funds of these criminals. It was just out of control. I think Jay McMahon's got a challenge on his hands, but I hope he can pull it out just for the sake of the state.
I tell you, though, as bad as she is, if I'd have been pulling a Democrat ballot, I still would have voted for her over Shannon Liss Reardon, you know, because she's everything that Andrea Campbell was, and she was endorsed by Michelle Wu, and Ayanna Pressley, and the fake Indian. It was United Carpetbaggers, you know? Thanks for the call, Kenny. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. The other thing is, like you're saying, well, Healy has a $4.5 million. Driscoll's not too far behind. She's got a big, powerful war chest, too, because she's very strong. She's been in Salem for a long time.
Yeah. Driscoll is probably worse on COVID than even Charlie Parker was. I mean, you remember she had the people just out on the streets. Remember this, Joe? You sound like you're from the Salem area. Just enforcing people putting on masks on the sidewalk. Remember that?
She was brutal. She destroyed that city, you know, and it was just horrible the way she ran it with the mask mandates and all those restaurants that were there. They were just, yeah. But she's when she ran for mayor for the first time, she ran against this other guy. and I thought the other guy was going to win. She blew him right out of the water.
Salem has changed. Not for the better. It was better when the Harringtons were running the city. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, Howie. You were talking earlier about the environmentalists. I call them watermelons, green on the outside and red on the inside. So I hear that two neighbors are getting into a feud now. Neighbor number one decides he wants to put up a windmill. Neighbor number two, I think he lives next door, and says, oh, no, you don't, because I don't want you killing my birds. Because when the blades spin, the birds fly through them, and
right.
They're dead.
Yeah, Trump talks so about that in his speeches sometimes. You want to get rid of the birds in your neighborhood? Put up a windmill. It's true.
Exactly. Then there's another neighbor, Howie. He took down his solar panels. I said, why? He said, oh, they're not really working. And I said, well, when was the last time you cleaned them? Oh, I have to clean them? Yes, you do. If you want to get the full amount of electricity, you got to get up there and clean them.
That was just another brief description of the reality of green energy. Thanks for the call, Victor. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I think the windmills could have been used against the piping plovers. I had a quick question for you. Do you know how many people voted for Doughty and how many people voted for a deal?
It was like 125,000 for a deal and probably like 100,000 for Doughty.
And how many people voted for Healy?
About 500,000.
Okay. Well, I was trying to say, though, I mean, you can't beat them, but we have had people fed up, and they've had Republican governors.
Right.
He did get the gas tax over pushed through in spite of the Democratic majority. I mean, nobody's going to win anything unless we do something in the House, obviously. Hopefully we get a nice wave going there.
I know. I hope we do, but there's not enough candidate. Even if every Republican candidate on the ballot won, I don't think they would control they would not have a majority in the House of Representatives. And when Weld was elected in 1990, they had 16 Republican senators, 16 out of 24. And they came within like 20, 30,000 votes of turning over the whole Senate to Republican control for the first time since the 50s. And now it's down to three Republicans in the entire state Senate, 3 out of 40. And, you know, there's an old saying in politics, you can't beat somebody with nobody. And, you know, Mara Healy isn't much, but, you know, you gotta have somebody who's got the fire in the belly and somebody who can, you know, put it together. And, you know, Jeff Deal, you know, he caught lightning in a bottle once, but, you know, in 2014, and, you know, there were a lot of people working on that campaign as well. And since then, he's been strictly a ham and egger. You know, he hasn't really done anything. I mean, that's the reality. I'm sorry. You know, I wish there were some way to prevent the state falling into this abyss. You know, the chump line message, the meme about what's the difference between the Titanic and the California. The Titanic had lights when it was going under. I mean, the same thing applies to Massachusetts. I mean, Massachusetts is about to hit the iceberg here. And it's really unfortunate. And I just hope, as many people can be rescued as possible. Thanks for the call, Scott. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because I keep listening to you. In the beginning of the show, you said you were going to stand behind Jeff Deal.
Yes, I am.
And but now you keep ripping him apart every single time. why don't you just stand behind the guy and give him support? Because he didn't go on and do an interview with you last week is not a reason.
A debate. It was a debate, Peter.
I know it was a debate. I listen to you every day. I know.
Do you think he can win?
I think he can win if he gets the support.
You want to bet?
The guy's done a lot of good things for the state. I mean, he was behind the licenses and everything else.
Well, he wasn't doing that by himself, by the way. But do you want to bet $100?
No, I don't want to bet $100. You know, I'd rather hear some positive stuff on this guy rather than you tear him apart all the time. And you've been doing that since last week when he wouldn't come on and do a debate with you.
I know. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just offering people a chance to bet $100. I mean, everybody's so confident. I'm just giving them a chance to win some easy money here. But thank you, Peter. I'm just going to not come back to it after tonight, but I just wanted to give everybody a chance to get in a shot if they wanted to. 844-500-4242, 843. Thank you for the coverage in the state. I'm so heavenly and deliriously happy not to live in anymore. 508, tell the caller Charlie Faker had 1.7 million votes in 2018. Gas tax was an issue. Jeff is a person. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. I also disagree with you. Yep. I think the entire premise of the Democratic Party anywhere for any office rests on a house of cards. All you got to do is throw a few truth bombs out there and they'll fall apart. And I think Jeff Diehl, in the past, he didn't attack enough. If he attacks and he goes for the juggler and doesn't try to play nut by the Marquis of Queensbury rules,
right?
I think he has a chance.
But, you know, it's like betting horses. You have to go on the form, right? The racing form. What makes you think you're going to teach an old dog new tricks to go from one racetrack to another? What makes you think he's going to change his ways?
Why is it relevant? Why is it relevant to? Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, he's there now, so he's what we got. So we work with him. I mean, why don't you invite him on your show and talk about it? He'll come on now, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe we'll invite him on. He can come on. 844-500-40. You want to bet? Jay, do you want to bet on him? Do you want to bet on him, by the way?
Yeah, I'll bet $100 million.
I guess he's not serious. 844-500-4242. Everyone's very confident until, you know, it comes time to play whip out. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, I'm with you, man. Deal's a chump. I mean, he had a ton of material to work with. He could have gotten out in front. He didn't need money to make statements, to hold press conferences, to talk about vaccine mandates and every other iron-fisted policy that came from
Charlie
Parker. And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He said he wouldn't say bleep if he had a mouth full of it. So he's weak. And you're right. He's going to kill all the down ballot Republican candidates, and it's really unfortunate.
It is. It takes a long time to, you know, groom candidates, you know, and get them out there. They run for the town meeting, they run for the school committee, and then they get elected. And then, I mean, I can think of a couple of Republican incumbents who could be in deep trouble this year, who have problems every year, and this was the last thing they needed. And that's why people like Shauna O'Connell, I'm thinking Mara Healy on the brain, Shauna O'Connell, the mayor of Taunton, that's why Tom Hodgson, the sheriff of Bristol County, I mean, they were with Doty, and they just know what's going to happen. They know Deal. He's not a bad guy. He won't make waves, won't make the all-star team, as they used to say on the sports pages. 844-500-4242. 339, is Jeff going to get Baker's endorsement? No, he's not. That's a fact. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. I just wanted to call and take you up on your bet. I've been a long-time listener of you. I'm in a different age demographic. I'm in my early 40s. So I've been listening to you for a very long time. You know, I appreciate the banter back and forth, Howie, but if we're going to do anything to save this state of Massachusetts to where we are, we need to coalesce together. So if it's going to take $100 to go to go up against you, I put my back. I've been back deal since the beginning. You know, I know we're in Massachusetts. I know that it's an uphill battle. But if everybody doesn't get together on this, we are going to become California. I know you know this, and I know.
That's why I just said that.
To the fact. You know, I'm not blind to the fact. But I will say this. There is a ground game here that can be won. We got to come together. So I'll take you up your $100 bet. Jeff Dill will be the next governor of Massachusetts. If you want it,
okay.
You can take it. If you don't want it,
I'm taking it. I'm leaping at it.
Good.
Adam, give your number to Matt. We're going to do a credit. We're going to run a credit check on Adam. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, about the green energy, about 5 years ago, I installed solar panels on my farm. I live in upstate Vermont, and they spend some time under snow during the winter, and I've always been able to get over and clear it off. But since Biden's become president, I've been able to afford the gasoline to fill up my snowblower to blow a path over to the solar panels to clear the snow off.
So you're going to freeze to death in two different ways with the green energy deal, new deal, right? Thank you, Dennis. 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy that the mailroom manager wanted to send, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Thunderstorm or air purifier as a gift? I can tell you it's what people really want. One of the VIPs here today says his wife uses it. She sells clothes. We got actually three of the VIPs use it. But she uses it in her e-business. She sells clothes, and sometimes she has to get the smell out. And she says you just put one of these in it, hook it up, and you put it in a plastic bag and put the clothes in, and in an hour it knocks out any kind of odor, smoking odor, cat odor, basement odor, anything. And this is a different way. I've never heard of it being used this way, but it works on just about any kind of smell you want to get rid of. The three pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are: number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, are you serious with this childish you want to bet $100 BS? You're better than this and sound like a sore loser, and I'm your biggest fan. Then also from the 413 area code, Professor X, who are these diehards who think a Trump-backed candidate is competitive in a general election in this state? Take every bet. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, it's very ungentlemanly to make a bet when you know
the odds are so much in your favor. But if you will not attack Deal between now and the election, I don't ask you to support him. Just don't attack him. I'll take your $100 bet.
Well, I'm not going to go after him. I just wanted to let people respond here if they were angry at me, Steve. So I'm not going to go after him, hammer and tong. If he screws up, I'm going to bring it up. But I'm not going to go after him anymore after today. This is the end for me. But I appreciate your offer. Okay, thanks for the call, Bob. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Listen, in 2014, I was a big Charlie Baker supporter.
Yes.
And he disappointed me all for the last 8 years.
Me too.
But in the polls, he's down in the polls, but he beat Martha Coakley, and it could happen again. Please stop trashing the guy. I'm begging you,
Want to bet?
I'm not going to bet you. I mean, I can afford to lose $100, but I don't care about that. I want the right person to rule this state, and it ain't Martha.
I can understand the confusion.
Right? They're one and the same. When you really get down to it,
I know. The problem is, Bob, though, that Marsha Coakley was the magic eight ball for Republican candidates or male candidates. She ran up against Marty Walsh, who was a Democrat, lost to him, made his career, got it started. Then she ran up against Scott Brown, made his career. Then she ran up against Charlie Baker, made his career. I mean, Jeff Deal is kind of the same thing in reverse for Democrats. I mean, every Democrat that he goes up against pummels him, just like the Republicans pummeled Marsha Coakley. It's just one of those things. It's kind of sad. Let's see. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Yep, I'm ready. Howie.
Yes.
I got a strategy that Jeff Deal can win.
Yes.
He's got to go in like the WWF and fight these venomous creatures for what they are. He's got to go in a debate with her and come right at her throat and say to her.
Their throat. I mean, that's a bad analogy to make when male on female, Dave. But Dave, right. What makes you think he's going to do that anyway, since he's never done it before?
Well, I don't know what, and I don't care what he's ever done before, but the only way to beat is to beat him with their own medicine, and he's got to bring up the $3 billion surplus and say, will you sign this for the taxpayers of this Commonwealth that they are entitled to $3 billion?
She's already said that she's for cutting taxes. It's in her TV spots that are running endlessly 24 hours a day on the local TV stations. Thanks for the call, Dave. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, first of all, you need to get Trump to do a rally on the Common. Second of all,
he doesn't want one. Didn't you hear him, Jimmy? Jimmy, he doesn't want Trump to come. He was happy to take Trump's endorsement. Now he doesn't want Trump to come into the state.
Well, he's going to have to realize to change his mind.
The magic eight ball is available too, I guess, if he needs it. Silver Fox, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Silver Fox. Not much time left.
Thank you, Howie. I appreciate your time and a longtime listener. And I'm going to make it short. Sometimes the underdog needs somebody to back him. I'm from New Hampshire, and I appreciate all you do, but I'll pay you $100, and hopefully you'll be paying me back.
So do you want the bet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got $100.
All right, we got the Silver Fox on there. 844-500-4242. What? Okay, my mailroom manager says we've given a lot more to the Deal campaign than in...
How much is it?